thank everybody for coming. Maybe came to do me a favor, to do Tzali a favor, or to learn. But either way, pleasure to be here. I'd like to talk a little about Beza Beza Makis. I'm going to repeat something I said 20 years ago when we learned Kedushin, so those of you who remember will pretend that you don't, I'm sure. Okay, the Gemara in Tapani Yamid talks about Kalvachaymiz by Makis. And the Gemara in the Tap says that really Kalvachaymiz doesn't make sense by Malkis, because Malkis itself is a stira. The way Rashi learns, you can't have Kalvachaymiz by Edim Zaymimin. Because inherently, every time Edim succeed in killing somebody, they don't get punished. I'll say Edim Zaymimin. If they fail to kill the person, they do get punished. That's a stira to Kalvachaymiz. Madoch, if you try and fail to give someone Misa, does Zaymimin get Misa? If they succeed, they certainly shouldn't. So the Gemara says you really can't have Kalvachaymiz by Edim Zaymimin. Taisis, Kashas on Rashi, that it schlugs up the whole Edim Zaymimin. But Rashi learns that's the point. The point is it can't be done Kalvachaymiz by Edim Zaymimin, because the whole din of Edim Zaymimin is a contradiction. It doesn't work with Kalvachaymiz. What's Edim Zaymimin? You try to kill someone and fail, the person gets Misa. And if you succeeded, he doesn't get Misa. So it just doesn't make sense. And that's the way we learn Rashi. I learned Makis in eighth grade. I think that's the way they learned. I don't remember. But that's the way we learn Pashup Shat. You can't say Kalvachaymiz. What's extremely difficult in the Gemara is that four lines later, the Gemara says a Kalvachaymiz. Four lines later, comes along again Rabbi Yechanan, and he says, another Kalvachaymiz Legabi Galus. And the Gemara doesn't make a fuss over it. The Gemara doesn't say the same teretz. It's a very strange thing in Pashup Shat and the Gemara, that when the Gemara wanted to say a Kalvachaymiz on the Amid Aleph, Gemara said, Masa, Galenis, Gabbas, Galenis, Galenis, you can't do Kalvachaymiz. Then the next Gemara, Menani Mili, so Rosh Lakish brings a pasuk, Rabbi Yechon says Kalvachaymiz. Why does the Gemara start up with that Kalvachaymiz too? It seems to be just a flow problem in the Gemara, that first you say there's no Kalvachaymiz, and then you say, bang, another Kalvachaymiz. Seems to be a problem. So to explain this, I'd like, I said, go back to a Klolistic topic of Kalvachaymiz, and there's a rule, Ein Einchim Min Adin. It happens to be on Daf Hei Amud Beis, in this parak. What's Ein Einchim Min Adin? Ein Einchim Min Adin, from a Kalvachaymiz, you don't give Einchim. For example, what's an example? The Torah says, if you buy a half-sister, you get Misa. What happens if you buy a full-sister? So it's a Kalvachaymiz. If you buy a half-sister, you get Misa, a full-sister, certainly. So Gemara says, Einon Shimei, Masirin, Einon Shimei, Adin. Okay, no Kalvachaymiz, no punishments based on Kalvachaymiz. Okay? A person could say, Asei, Doich, Alois, Asei. Why don't you say, Asei is stronger than Alois, Asei. Every Lois Asei gets Malkus, so every Asei should get Malkus too. No? Make sense? Asei Decha Lois Asei. If every Asei gets Malkus, if every Lois Asei gets Malkus, and Asei is more than a Lois Asei, why doesn't every Asei get Malkus? So I guess, Ein Einchim Min Adin. Could be there other Tirutzim for that, but Ein Einchim, don't give Einchim to a Kalvachaymiz. Why? Why Ein Einchim Min Adin? Anybody remember? I still remember. See, I told you to make believe you don't remember. Why Ein Einchim Min Adin? So in the yeshiva about there, two mahalchim and everything. Why don't you give an Einish from a Kalvachaymiz? So there's a Marsha's in Sanhedrin, but it's quoted everywhere. You don't give an Einish from a Kalvachaymiz because, like the Gemara says in Svara, maybe the Einish is enough to forgive for the smaller Aveira. But it's not enough to be Meichel the bigger Aveira. It's not a kapara for the big Aveira. So Ein Einchim Min Adin, because you don't give an Einish on a smaller Aveira, because you get an Einish for a smaller Aveira, there is a Kapara. But not for a bigger Aveira. That's the Mashal's reason. The second reason is in the Klolei Ashas, in the back of Brachas. He says, why Ein Einchim Min Adin? Because who knows, maybe there's a Pircha in the Kalvachaymiz. Kalvachaymiz Svaris. Adam don kavul chaymer miyatzma. Maybe there's a perch on the kavul chaymer. Who knows? So ein einshim min adin. You can give an einish. So then you're going to figure out a perch. It's going to be too late. Okay. See with me. Two reasons ein einshim min adin. Either if it's a kapara for the smaller aveira, it might not be a kapara for the bigger aveira. Or because maybe there's a perch. Okay. Now that's the basics of ein einshim min adin. In kedushin, the Gemara said, how do you know that you could be Mekadosh and Isha with Bia? Kesef, you know from. Kesef Kiddush, you know from. That you remember for sure, right? Right? From Stay Ephraim. You learn out Kicha Kicha. But how do you know Bia? So the Gemara, in the beginning, wants to say a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, Bia works for the Suin, and Kiddush, and Kesef doesn't work. So Kesef works for Kedushin, so it makes a Kal V'Chaymer that Bia works for Kedushin. And they state in the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara says, you know from a Kal V'Chaymer. So Rabbi Chanan there asks, he has a bomb kasha. He says, how can you learn Kedushin from a Kal V'Chaymer? Ein einshim min adin. You're going to make her into an Eishes Ish, and someone's going to be Ba'il her. So he says, according to the second reason, Ein Shem and Adin, maybe there's a percha. Ein Shem and Adin, maybe there's a percha. So same thing here. You can make her into an Eish Yisish from a Kal V'Chaymer. So B'chan is Matmiya. He says, how can you make her into an Eish Yisish from a Kal V'Chaymer? Maybe there's a percha. She'll be an Eish Yisish. You don't get Misa for killing her? What kind of Eish Yisish is that? Or you don't get Misa for being Ba'il her? This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. If the svara of Ein Einshim min Adin is like the Klolei Hashas, because maybe there's a percha, how can you make her an Eish Yisish from a Kal V'Chaymer? It's not mistaver that should be the whole source, that you're going to make her into an Eish Yisish. If someone's Ba'ala, there's no Misa. If she's Mizana, there's no Densaita. What kind of Eish Yisish is that? It's a Hif Eish Yisish. Eish Yisish, the Kula V'Lei L'Chumra, that you're going to make. It's just not mistaver. The Mishnah certainly not mashmana. Mishnah says b'shloshes dvarim. It doesn't say there are two levels of Eish Yisish. So the rule that we have, it's really based on a Rambam. There's a klal for limudim in shas. The klal as follows. The Rambam is another case. Eidecha neman bisurim. Let's say a sheikh checks an animal. And he says, oops, it's nevela, I messed up. He says, it's nevela. So he's believed. Now, what happens if someone eats the nevela with two eidim with asra? He gets malchus? He gets malchus? Why? There's only one eid saying that it's nevela. One eid said it's nevela, and now, he eats it with two witnesses saying Hasra, he gets Malchus. Why does he get Malchus? Only one eid said it's Nevela. So the Rambam has a rule. The Rambam says, if you establish something, Al Pidin, you establish it's Nevela. Eid Echad says it's Nevela. You establish it Al Pidin, then it gets a din, it gets the halacha's kaveh. Eid Echad says it's Nevela, halacha makes it Nevela. Period, it's Nevela. Now, if someone eats it, he's going to get Malchus. Ah, he's getting Malchus because of an Eid Echad? No. The halacha says an Eid Echad is Keveya. Once Eid Echad Nema Bisurin, it becomes Isser. The Torah's Keveya is Nevela. It's Nevela. Once it's Nevela, people get Malchus for it. That's the Rambam's klal. The same thing Rabbi Chanan says here. He says, you make a Kavachayim, she's an Eish Yisish. That's not a halacha of Einshim. That's a halacha of Einshim, that she has a din Eish Yisish. Once you establish that someone has a din Eish Yisish because halacha is kaveya, she's an Eish Yisish. So now, Mimela, whatever all the halachas that follow. It's the kayach of halacha to be kaveya things. It's kaveya, and it becomes that way. And Eid Echad says it's nevela, it becomes nevela. Kavachayim says an Eish Yisish, it becomes an Eish Yisish. Whatever happens later because of the follow up. That's the klal. So this is the klal I wanted to share with you tonight. Coming back to Mesechtas Makkos, to Mesechtas Edom Zayim, at least the first parak. The whole parak Edom Zayim is 5.5 blot. It's about 11 weeks, at a number a week. You can't make a Kal V'Chaymer in Dine Hazama. But if you make a Kal V'Chaymer in other dinim, and it's a nafkamina for Hazama, that's fine. That's fine. You can make a Kal V'Chaymer, it says, Edom Zayman, something that's again directly Edom Zayman, you can't say. But something that's a klal, that you kaveya, halach is kaveya the klal. And once halach is kaveya klal, that klal, it remains. And mimela, it works afterwards no matter what. Now, it could be, this is something we could argue about, it wouldn't be so late, the Rabbi Yechanan's Kal V'Chaymer here is really not Dafka Feitim Zayman. Rabbi Yechanan's Kal V'Chaymer is that Mazidim never get galus. Mardach Amezah with a Maisa doesn't get galus. So Amezah without a Maisa certainly does. Rashi calls it Dibur B'Mezah. It's a halacha in Dine Golos. Since it's a halacha in Dine Golos, so the halacha in Dine Golos, it's Kaveya rules in Dine Golos. Memela, it's not Shayach Edom Zayimin, because there's no Shayach. It's just amazing. It's a din that's nikva in the rules of Golos. And like I said, halacha is Kaveya. Once you learn something, halacha is Kaveya, and that's the way it remains. So this is the idea that I had. It bothers me that I don't see any Mefarshim asking the stira from the top to the bottom. Like Tosis, maybe you could answer it. But Rashi, certainly, it's a few lines apart. I saw here, I'm a sifta gemara. I thought I'll find the kasha. They don't bring the kasha either. So this is the kasha that I had. There's one other nekuda in Kal V'Chaymer that I'd like to challenge you with. And that is, I'd like you to answer why. What's wrong? I know the following Kal V'Chaymer is wrong, but why? Okay, I'm going to tell you a Kal V'Chaymer, you tell me what's wrong with it. Kal V'Chaymer is the following. Okay. Madach, you're allowed to spend your money. And now I'll spend my money. So I'm allowed to spend my money. I should certainly be allowed to spend your money. Follow Kal V'Chaymer? You have money in your pocket. So I make a Kal V'Chaymer. Madach, the money in your pocket, you're allowed to spend. And you're weak. You're not allowed to spend the money in my pocket. So I'm chamur. I'm stronger. I have money in my pocket. I am allowed to spend it. So I'm certainly allowed to spend the money in your pocket. What's wrong?
Any Kal V'Chaymer can make both ways.
Is that the answer? That's why it's not a Kal V'Chaymer. You make it both ways. Well, I'm making it this way. Once I make it this way, it doesn't go the other way. Is that why? What?
Doesn't make it greater. Doesn't make it greater that I can't have it, that you can have mine when I can. Doesn't make it greater.
Why? I have more kayak to spend than you do.
We have a pasuk.
Because I can't spend.
What?
Pasuk says you're not.
I mean, it's a good Kal V'Chaymer, just like Signoi. I don't think that's correct.
You can't have Kal V'Chaymer against me.
What?
You can't have Kal V'Chaymer
against me. How is Kal V'Chaymer? Everybody in this room. So I spend everybody's money. Huh? What? Dayai? The ice. How's it dayai here? I'm going to be just like you. It's nothing with dayai. I'm not doing more than you. You can spend yours, so I also can spend yours. Not dayai.
That's not really correct.
Your money is a chumer to me, but not.
What?
Your money is a chumer. It's al kal chumer. Your money to you is not a chaymer, you're not a chaymer to your money,
I'm not a
chaymer. In Kal V'Chaymer, to me, towards your money. So you should for sure be able to spend my money, because you're able to spend your own, but it's not
a chaymer. It's not a chaymer that I can spend my own money, because, but you can't spend my money.
Reverse, right, because the same Kal V'Chaymer goes the other way around too, right? So,
is that the answer? Because you could reverse it. That's why it's not. It happens to be true, but is that the answer to why it's not Kal V'Chaymer?
You're not a chaymer when it comes to your own money.
I'm not a chaymer.
Kal V'Chaymer.
Because of my money, no. But I'm I have more kayak. I have the kayak to spend my money, which you don't.
You only have more kayak. Everyone has to spend more money. The same way I can spend my money. I don't have to spend my money. have more kaiyas than my own.
Right. I think everybody has kaiyas
than his
mind.
That's not a vulnerable
child.
I think what you're saying, I think this is the explanation. When the Gemara says he had no senes, like the Gemara says here, he had no senes is a rule in Kal v'chomer is that something that's the reason can't make the Kal v'chomer. If the reason I can spend my money is because it's mine, and the reason you can spend your money is because it's yours, I mean, this is really what everyone's saying, but I think when you have this expression all over Shas, when the Gemara tries a Kal v'chomer, it says, he and they sent us. But that's good for the reason. Right? The Gemara says that here by Shogeg Umezid. He and they sent us. Because it's a Shogeg, that's why it has this kapar. So I think that's the vart in the he and they sent us. He and they sent us means, if the reason for it, which is really what you were saying, that the reason I can spend it is because it's mine, the reason you can spend it, if something has a reason itself, then you can't stretch it out of its reason for a Kal v'chomer. I think that's probably the explanation, but at least it gets people thinking. It's even late at night. Okay, I appreciate everyone for coming. I hope Kashem, Shazachisem to start. I remember we started with Makis, and we made the Siyum. It was Aseris Yimei Teshuva. When we made the Siyum, it was really a big simcha. We stuck with it for the whole Masechta. And the truth is, by us, it goes later. I don't know that it's Bekayach in 45 minutes to see, in Brooklyn, it doesn't pay to look for parking just for 1 hour. So it's got to be a little less, got to be a little more. But I hope you should be matzliach to stick in another Seder. If you make a cheshbon, how many optional hours a week the average working person has, there are very few. If you chaper right another hour, it's really a lot of time, and I hope I should be with Hatzlacha and should continue. Okay.
We're having Marv now.